This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. We're delighted to be with you. John is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at the Genesis Communications Network. I'm Vincent Finelli. Joining us today in the front of the classroom is Dr. Millie Hinkle, H-I-N-K-L-E. And Dr. Hinkle is a ND. She's received her training in the United States, Germany, and France. She's board certified by the American Naturopathic Medical Association. And she's been trained as a nurse and trained in radiology. Multiple degrees, and she's with us today to talk about something that very few know about. Welcome, Dr. Millie Hinkle.
Good morning, Vincent, and let me apologize. I'm on speakerphone. The headset isn't working on our phone, so if it's a problem, we apologize ahead of time. But I do want to speak to your listeners today about a real concern that we're hearing about from doctors, surgeons, and dentists from around the world. And that concern is camel milk and anesthesia. What they're finding is that patients that come into the surgery that have been regular consumers of camel milk, the anesthesia does not work. So this creates a life-threatening situation. If you've got a patient that's in the undergoing surgery and they're in the middle of the surgery and the anesthesia wears off, the doctors have to give them more and more anesthesia. And this can become life-threatening. The same thing with dentists. They're finding that when they deaden a patient's mouth to pull a tooth or they work on a tooth, that anesthetic is not working. So this is a concern I want to talk about today, and then the flip side of that. So I'm thrilled to be with you.
You know, it's great to be with you, and thank you for calling me the other day. I really appreciate it. I was talking about you and your adventures and your research and your work with one of our dentist friends, and they are anxious to hear this broadcast. And so I believe what you're saying is a dentist may now need to ask his or her patients, are you consuming camel milk, right?
That's correct. We're talking to hospitals, we're talking to doctor's offices, and we're talking to dentists. The dentists that I have spoken to have now said that that will be part of their standard procedure to put on all medical forms. We have so many people around the world now drinking camel milk that in the past never consumed camel milk because of all the amazing benefits that people are reading about. So we have more and more people on it, and there's not any doctor or dentist that would ever think to ask that question. But we have gotten some serious, feedback, as I said, from around the world, from doctors asking for my help, and we've had to develop a protocol of how long the patient needs to stay off of that milk before they have an elective surgery or before they have dental work. And as most people, dentists will tell a patient, don't drink vitamin C before you come into the office or take it because it can affect the effectiveness of the anesthetic. So we now have to tell patients, do not let us know if you've been consuming camel milk because there is a period of time that they're going to have to stay off of that, and each patient is different. So that's one thing that we are really concerned about. And, but the great thing about it, the reason that it's not being the anesthesia is not effective is that body, it's the liver, is clearing it so quickly, because that animal milk has been used for liver disease for thousands of years. So we know that the liver is clearing this anesthesia and this anesthetic. The other side of the coin is that we also now know that opioids are not working, and some other medications with patients in pain relief that are consuming camel's milk, because what's happening, that again is clearing the body so quickly. So patients are having to take more and more painkillers and more often, and this, of course, creates serious complications with patients. So my concern is greatly in this, and I would say to someone on pain medication that drinks camel milk or that's going to have surgery, stop the camel milk, and, you know, there's a period of time you just stop, and then once you're finished with your opioids or your pain medications, then go back on the camel's milk, because that camel's milk will also help your body clear all the toxins from the surgery and the drugs very quickly, and you'll bounce back faster, but wait until you're finished with it. So, Vincent, that led me to, working with patients with this, led me to thinking, wow, how would this work with opioid addiction? So for the last 9 months, I've been working with patients who have opioid addiction and are going through withdrawal and rehab centers. So what we're finding is we took a group and we put half of them, group A, on the camel milk, and the other on, it was a very small study, and the other half on traditional therapy for withdrawal symptoms. We found that the group A had little to no negative side effects from withdrawal symptoms that were on the camel's milk. And we started it immediately, and we were giving it to them on a regular basis throughout the day and prescribed dosages. Group B had the normal withdrawal symptoms, even taking medications for that. We also found that group A, the camel milk group, bounced back so much quicker health-wise and energy-wise and cognitive-wise. We also, when we did lab work, we found the lab work to be so much more improved in the patients that were in the camel milk group than group B, which was the traditional therapy. The liver enzyme levels were so much better in the group on camel milk. So we are wanting to do a larger study with that, and I'm excited about that. I'm excited because I think because we have such a serious problem with drug addiction around the world, that now this might be a very big player in the rehab therapy for that. And the flip side is when I'm working with these patients and talking to them that are on the camel milk, they say they don't have that desire to, like many people with drug addiction, to go back and take more drugs. They feel more balanced neurologically. The therapists are telling me that they don't have the depression, the anxiety and other disorders when they're on that camel milk in that therapy program. So these are the things we want to look at. We want to do a very large study, but as with anything, funding is needed, and I have literally funded the camel industry in the United States since day one without any help, and so now I'm needing, you know, funding for some of these studies. So those are the things that we're working on now, and we're really, really thrilled with the results of that.
Dr. Hinkle, so to fund these studies that you'd like to do, would you like those who might be interested in that to contact you?
Absolutely, and my number, if I can give it, is 919-561-1545, and my office is in North Carolina. I'd love to travel anywhere and speak to large groups about this because I really believe that doctors need to take notice of this. They need to take notice about the camel milk and anesthesia, but they also need to take notice about medications they're giving patients and opioid addiction. It is going to be a very big player in the future, mark my words. And I think drug companies are now wanting to look at it because what is causing this body to clear these toxins so quickly? If they can harness that, then obviously, there again, though, you've got a synthetic. I prefer the natural thing, which would be the camel milk for patients. So that is a really big thing that we're doing right now. And we're looking at two other studies we're wanting to start. We need funding for it. One is we're doing a fertility study with men, and we're also doing a cancer study with men. because we've done, in my office, we've had about 5 couples in the last 2 years that have had problems with infertility or trying to start families. And what we found is that when the men have a low sperm count and we put them on the camel milk, those men start to, that sperm count starts to rise. So we want to look at a large study for that. We want to look at, and we know in countries like in Russia and other countries where men are drinking the camel milk on a regular basis, they're actually fathering children into their 80s and 90s. So we know that it is something to do with that camel milk. And part of the thing is the camel milk is high in thyroxine, which supports the thyroid, which supports other hormones in the body. So that could be one explanation. We need to look at more of a scientific explanation of what's going on with all this. I can do studies in my office with patients, and we can work with patients, but we would love to know what is it that in the camel milk that is really doing all of this. And there's so many things about this milk that are so amazing. The antibodies have never been found in another plant or animal. So that's a really big thing, especially with cancer. And what I've done is I've taken about 6 patients that were men patients in my office that came in with elevated TSA levels, which, as you know, can be a marker for prostate cancer. They had not gone on any medication. We started them on the camel's milk, and those TSA levels dropped quite a bit within a very short period of time. So we want to do a really large study with that, because that's a big, big thing that we want to jump on. So I'm so excited. I love what I do. I love working with these patients. But there again, we need patients. We need volunteers. We need funding, because we do want to try to address some of these health issues that are not being solved by traditional medicine. So that's what we're going towards for the future.
Dr. Hinkle, I've been consuming bovine colostrum every day. And it has, to me, remarkable positive health impact. And I'm wondering if camel milk is the next step to heal. Please continue. Okay. We're going into a commercial break. Dr. Millie Hinkle will be right back with us. We're talking about camel milk. And if you go to the website, camelmilkusa.com, you'll learn about some of the benefits of camel milk for autism, Lyme disease, cancer, Crohn's disease, and more. We'll be right back.
Fresh liquid whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense fresh liquid whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh liquid whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, folks. It's a holiday season with hope in the air. Things to look forward to and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So Get the Tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. ChangeTea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
We know you've had dragon's breath in the morning, but you've got to experience dragon's breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Millie Hinkle's with us, and we're talking about camels and camel milk. Class, for those of you who are wondering, a camel can be about 10 times the size in terms of weight as a person. It's the top of the hump. Maybe 7 feet, 7 feet one. Some camels have one hump, some have two. And they can run up in bursts up to about 40 miles an hour. Camels are very interesting animals. And Dr. Hinkle, is it because of the environment they typically live in that their milk has the properties it has as compared to a cow, which we raise here on our farm in Missouri?
Well, Vincent, not really. So I wanted to go back to your thing about colostrum, but let me answer this question first. No, camels have an antibody in them that's not been found in a goat or a cow or any other animal or plant. So because of the size of that antibody and the shape of that antibody, it's got the ability to cross a cell barrier as well as a brain barrier. So it can take nutrients into cells and push out toxins. As well as it can take medications into cells. And there was an amazing study done with a major university here in North America about 3 or 4 years ago in which they piggybacked the chemotherapy drug to the camel antibody. And that camel antibody took that drug directly to that cancerous tumor, destroyed that tumor, and the chemotherapy drug did not touch another cell in that body. So that's the kind of thing we're looking at with this amazing, amazing animal. And going back to your thing about that you drink bovine colostrum every day, the camel colostrum is amazing because it has that antibody in it, so it makes it even more, I feel, potent than, say, maybe some of the other colostrums out there. The thing that we're seeing with the colostrum is that it is so good for autoimmune disorders. When we look at autistic children, that's not so much an autoimmune disorder. It is a gut disorder and others, but we find that when we test cancer patients specifically, they need more of the colostrum than any other group. So we try to save, because we don't have that many camels in the United States, we don't, as you know, that cow, goat, camel, animal needs a lot of that colostrum for the baby, camel or goat or cow. So we don't have a lot of colostrum in large volume for sales. When we do have it, we have a long waiting list for that. So we're looking at trying to develop something with the colostrum that can reach more people. So that's one of our goals for the future. And there's so many things being done worldwide because I'm in touch with camel dairies around the world. And, you know, Australia is really going to be, to me, the big, one of the biggest players in the world in the future because they've got the money, they've got the camels that are not contaminated with some of the stuff that they have in other countries like the Middle East and China and places like that. So I work closely with dairies in Australia as well as here in the U.S. Now, let me tell you about a milk that I've developed in the past year and a half, and we did a big study on that. And then the results were sent to one of the top hospitals and university centers in Saudi Arabia, so they did all the lab work for us. So what we did is I had been looking at how can we make a super milk. If you've got a patient with an autoimmune disorder or you've got a patient with cancer, they need a lot of antioxidants. They need more immunoglobulins. They need everything they can get that's healing in that milk. So how can we increase that in the milk? So I looked at different plants, and I found a plant that I felt like would really do this. So we fed this plant, we figured out the weight and how much they would need a day to a group of camels. What we found was absolutely astounding. Within 4 weeks, the antioxidant level in that milk had doubled. So we were just amazed, and we continued the study for several more weeks after that. Now, then we stopped the study, and we could still see that the antioxidant levels in that milk continued for 6 to 8 weeks after that. So we weren't having to feed them this medication on and on.
And when you say medication, you're talking about the plant. Is that right?
The plant. So it's not really a medication, but for us, for them, it would be something new to their diet. So we could not change their diet anyway.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back after these bottom of the hour commercial announcements. Dr. Millie Hinkle.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. From his resort in Florida, President Trump calls the arrival of migrants in Mexico who traveled in a caravan from Central America a really bad situation.
They're starting fistfights. They have fistfights all over the streets. They're starting fistfights. They said, these are not like normal, innocent people. While getting political in his call to troops, he also offered profound gratitude to military members on Thanksgiving Day. Shoppers in Hoover, Alabama got a scare Thanksgiving night. Police say two people began arguing inside River Chase Galleria Mall, which led to one shooting the other. Witnesses describe hearing gunshots and hiding in stores where some employees sprang into action.
I was in Mountain High Outfitters on the first floor. We were right by the escalators up to the second floor. I heard 6 to 7 gunshots. Right upstairs is what it sounded like where it was, and everybody freaked and screamed and ran into Mountain High. And they stuffed us in supply closets and locked the doors.
Two people were injured. Police shot and killed the suspect as he fled. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLetsDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLetsDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
It's going to be slightly.
What are today's hot?
Today,
I've
got your...
Take my... When you go to the theater... For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, we're talking with Dr. Millie Hinkle about a magnificent animal, the camel. And from what I understand, if you have a hybrid camel, they can be 7 feet 7 inches tall. And they can carry as much as 800 pounds. And Dr. Hinkle, as you're saying this, I'm looking out the studio window at one of the fields in our farm, and I'm thinking, do we have enough room for camels? How much room does a camel or a pair of camels take?
Well, a pair of camels. camels would take, a good space would be about a half an acre. Camels need approximately, according to my sources that I've worked with for years in the Middle East that have thousands of camels, they do well on a quarter of an acre per camel. So that's what you want to allow when you're going to have a dairy or you're going to have camel. You want to give them at least a quarter of an acre. Obviously, they would like more because they like to roam and they like to graze, eat free range. So you would need more. But let's stop and go back just a second to what we were talking about before about the antioxidant milk that I developed, because I want to explain why that is so important. Because when you've got a patient with cancer, especially, or a serious autoimmune disease, because that camel's antibody acts as a carrying agent, and now with that carrying agent, you have high levels of immunoglobulin and antibodies and antioxidants in that milk that you've developed as super milk. That's going to carry that like a massive blast to your cancer cells and to your body. So it's going to be amazing. Now, people are going to call and say, well, where can I get this super milk? We have not done it in the United States, and we've not done it anywhere because that is my specific formula. And what I have found is that a lot of the dairies have not been as trustworthy as you'd like them to be as far as wanting to share when you give them information. A lot of them would like that information and not share it with what you've given them. So we're trying to find just the right group to work with before we market that. And I think we will find the group, and probably it'll be in Australia. But that being said, that's just something that is going to be a massive player in the future for all autoimmune disorders and for cancer. I do believe so much that will be. So I wanted to just touch base on that. And to tell
you're looking for a group that will specifically manage the herd
develop my meal specifically. You know, what we've got is when we talk to dairies, the next thing you know, they're selling my milk under their own label, and I'm not being told about it. So I can't continue, you know, with that mode for the future.
Dr. Hinkle,
what I would say on a positive note about the health of the camel that we're taking to the plant, that was the most amazing. That the actual health of the camel improved drastically. Their liver enzymes, which are elevated because there's so many toxins in the Middle East, dropped drastically to normal levels. And I was told by the veterinarians that were drawing the blood and taking the samples of milk every day that their lab test came back like a baby camel. It was just amazing. And the camel's energy, they were running and jumping and playing like baby camels. So that was very interesting to me as well.
So my question, Dr. Hinkle, is of what you know of me and our farm, is that something that we can do and raise camels and produce camel milk in a building a dairy that would meet your requirements? Is that something that the Finelli family can do?
The Finelli family can absolutely do that. I think you would be very we have some of the dairies that have made, within a two-year period in the beginning, they made over $1 million. So they were really bringing that milk in. And if they developed a special milk for the special formulas, you know, I'm wanting to work with where I can go and set up a center and live and work directly with the dairy, with patients. I think we need that here in the United States. I've been approached by some of the dairies in Australia asking me to move there instead of a center. I'm just not, as much as I love Australia, that's not at this point in time what I would rather do. I'm an American citizen, so I'd rather stay here. But listen, it would be an amazing thing for you and your farm. We've got farms in Missouri, so we know that camels do very well in Missouri. And you would, I think, do very well.
I'm going to be spending about 4 hours in the truck with our son, who is a degreed farmer. That's all he wants to do. He wants to be a mechanic as well. But he's looking for whatever the best use of our farm is. And I'll be telling him about this today. And so this sounds like it's a win for everybody. It sounds like it's a win for the patients who really don't have a lot of choices left, right? They're on a terminal path.
Right. And you know, the sad thing about us is that we usually only get patients, especially with cancer, that are in the end stages of life. They've got a few weeks or a few months to live. And those are the ones that have we seen just totally their life turn around, the cancer disappear. Is it going to disappear in every patient? No, obviously. We wish it would, but it wouldn't. And not even the top drugs in the world will do that. But we have seen patients that have come with stage 4 cancer, and they have within weeks had no trace of the symptoms of cancer. We had a guy with lung cancer whose brother was a cardiologist in the Houston area, and we put him on the milk he was on. He was just on morphine and oxygen because he only gave him about 5 days to live. And we sent them the milk overnight. Within 48 hours, the brother was off of all oxygen. Within 7 days, he was out of the hospital, and 8 weeks later, he was playing golf on the golf course, and no trace of the cancer. So we've seen stories like that and heard stories like that over and over. And, in fact, the thing that amazed me the most when I first changed the laws in the United States and set up the camel dairy industry is I started getting calls from women and emails from the Middle East. They were women that were American citizens that had found out about camel milk and had gone to the Middle East and drank the camel milk over there, and their cancer had disappeared. And so they were calling me to say, I'm an American. I want to come home. Can I get the milk? And, of course, I assured them that they could. And so I was really amazed, though, that even in the very beginning, that was going on before I was even aware of it. So it's obviously been a very big player in cancer around the world. We've actually had over 600 studies done worldwide with camel milk and cancer for all types of cancer, from colon cancer to brain cancer to breast cancer to prostate cancer. 100% of those studies were 100% positive. And you can't say that about, I don't know how many cancer studies you can say that about. And these were 600 different studies by different groups. So that's pretty amazing.
Are there any issues with the FDA and camel milk?
You know, there's really not. The FDA has actually been lovely, as far as I'm concerned, to me. Now, they have clamped down on some of the dairies for shipping, because it is illegal to ship raw milk across state lines. Now, to be quite frank with you, we really want that raw milk for the serious illnesses. And our dairies test their milk, so there's not been any problem with any contamination of any kind. And you can sell it within a state, like your state. You can sell it within a state raw, but shipping it across the state line would need to be pasteurized. So that is one of the things that we'd love to see change. We'd love to see that these dairies are made to test all the milk, and then they should be allowed to sell that milk raw if they want to, though. I'm a firm believer in that. But that's just what we'll see, and that's one reason I created the high antioxidant milk, because even if you pasteurize that particular milk of mine, the antioxidant levels are still higher in that milk than the other camel milk that has been pasteurized, because it's already higher. So we're trying to look at things. I know that Australia is working on a method where they can maybe take powdered milk and keep some of those nutritional values at a high level in it, because powdered milk, to my using with patients, isn't worth, in my opinion, 2 cents. And I know it's being pushed and promoted on the Internet, the powdered camel milk, but we've tested thousands of patients in my office, and they don't do well on the camel's powdered milk, because so much of that is processed and so much of the nutritional value is lost in that process.
Now, when you say powdered, is that different from what you offer as a freeze-dried product of camel milk?
Right. Well, the freeze-dry is the same thing. You're not going to get the same you're not going to get all those antioxidants and immunoglobulins in the freeze-dried milk. And, you know, for me, I would promote the powdered milk or the freeze-dried milk, which is the powdered form, specifically for cosmetics. We have a tremendous demand. We had a demand we've been working with, a company from India wanting 1 to 1.5 tons of powdered or freeze-dried camel's milk per day. There's no dairy in the entire world that can even produce that in a month. You know, so So we've got that big a demand for that meal, and that's just one company. And we get emails every day, but we there's no way that we have the enough milk in the United States to do any big business with the powdered milk. But some of the other countries that have, you know, a million cattle or more can do that. So we look at that, and the powdered milk is great for cosmetics, and it's being mixed with some things to use as nutraceuticals. But that truly, that value that's in the raw milk is not there in that freeze-dried milk or that pasteurized milk. Now, if you have allergies to milk, I mean to dairy, and you're not allergic to camel, then you would, that would be a great choice. You could use a powdered milk as a milk, and it would be great for you. But if you're using it to try to heal or use it for a specific illness, that's not the milk I would recommend.
I'm listening intently to what you're saying, and there are a lot of possibilities here. Dr. Norman Shealy, M.D., Ph.D., is a medicine man, and actually he's a medicine chief within Nemenha. And Nemenha has an agreement with Royal Maya to set up a consulate in the United States and to treat people free from all government regulations. That's one thing that I'm thinking about. And I'm connecting the dots with camel milk and what you're talking about. And the other thing is, according to what you're saying, there's so many diseases that can be helped by this that it's crazy not to pursue this full bore. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Attention parents and grandparents, have you ever wanted to give a gift that would have lasting value and provide spiritual benefits long after Christmas is over? A gift you could even call an investment in the next generation? If so, this is going to be the single most important message you'll hear this holiday season. Hi, I'm Bill Hyde, and I want to tell you about an exciting gift, one you can give your kids or grandkids that's going to teach Christian history, build up their faith, provide extraordinary role models, and it's all done with a distinctive Christian worldview. I'm talking about the award-winning Movies for the Mind CD sets based on the Extraordinary Adventures of G.A. Henty audio series. The best part? You can finally give a Christian gift to the kids that's not boring, dull, or cheesy. The audio adventures also build vocabulary, focus, and attention span. But they're not sold in stores, and you can't get the adventures at any big internet retailers either. So to learn more, even get below wholesale pricing and a whole bunch of Christmas bonuses, go to GiveTheAdventure.com. That's GiveTheAdventure.com. The perfect gift for kids of all ages from 6 to 100. Go to GiveTheAdventure.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Millie Hinkle's with us. Website class is CamelMilkUSA.com. CamelMilkUSA.com. Dr. Hinkle, did you say that you have to move, or did you mean you have to move on this project?
I need to move on this project. I want to move on this project. I obviously am looking to move anywhere in the United States where I can set up a center where I can work directly with the milk and patients on a dairy. That's my ultimate desire and goal. So
okay.
That's what I really would love to do.
Right across the road from us, there's 80 acres. I'd love it if you'd consider that, and I'll tell you more about that. It might be perfect for what you're trying to do, but we can talk about that, you know, off the air. So we talked about camel milk for cancer, camel milk for autism, camel milk for Lyme disease. I know a middle-aged gal. She contracted Lyme disease. And it was so devastating that she would get in her car and forget how to drive. She'd remember how to drive, and she'd get there, and then she'd forget where she lived, and she'd fall down the stairs. I mean, it was pretty terrible what happened to her. What are your results with camel milk for Lyme's disease?
Listen, we've had amazing results of Lyme disease in camel's milk, but let me be very clear about my thoughts and feelings on that. If you've had Lyme disease for more than 2 or 3 years, you need to look in another direction. Because what we're finding is in 100% of the patients, and we've seen hundreds that are coming into this office that have had long-term, quote, symptoms of Lyme disease, it ends up being an underlying problem. And once we clear that up, those symptoms disappear. Now, that number one problem is the gut. And 90% of your immune system, of your entire immune system, is in your gut. So if you fix that, your body is going to be able to fight any kind of bacteria or virus or anything like a spirochete, of which the bacteria from a Lyme. So what we find is that a lot of these people come in, they've got other toxicities going on, and when you get rid of those and you get rid of the underlying problem, those Lyme disease symptoms disappear. And not only that, if they test positive for Lyme at the beginning, we find out that they're not testing positive for Lyme after they've been on a specific protocol. So those are the kind of things that we work with these patients on, and they do great on that milk as part of that protocol.
So is my understanding that bovine colostrum is a good start, but camel milk is like bovine colostrum on steroids? Is that what we're talking about?
Exactly. Especially if you got it from one of the high antioxidant camels we're feeding, in my thing, would be even super higher. So, but the thing is, bovine colostrum is great. Because we can get it, and colostrum of any kind is going to be better than taking, you know, drugs, and we need those things to boost that immune system. Vincent, can I stop and address something with you that is a big concern for me that I wanted to bring up today?
Sure. We've got about three minutes.
It's about milk, but it's a deep concern. We're getting calls from around the world and reports, and it's been published. We're having high levels of pesticides like Roundup show up in our foods, in our cereals, and in our milk supply. Now, in the United States, we have not had a problem, but we've not tested our milk for pesticide residue. But in the Middle East, in Africa, in Russia, in China, every bit of that milk has elevated levels of radiation and or pesticides. So we want to make sure that we stay on top of this. I am so opposed and anti-Roundup, I can't begin to tell you. I think it's one of the most deadly, lethal things going. And it's everywhere. All the crops they spray, and then we're feeding those camels those crops. And we would love to give them organic, but we don't have any organic dairies in the United States right now, because that would drive the price of milk, which is already very high, sky high. But there are even those patients that would prefer that over traditional milk. So we want to look at that for the future.
Well, I'm excited about what you said, because we have an organic farm, and there aren't any pesticides.
Wow, yes. Top dairy in the entire United States, then you would not be able to meet the demand of the customers. You couldn't
meet it. Oh, I'm really interested in pursuing this, and I'm going to. In 1 hour from now, I'm going to pursue this with our son. I'll get back to you this weekend. Dr. Millie Hinkle, thank you so much. Let me give out your phone number, 919-561-1545.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.